Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. And I have another amazing guest this week, my client Shannon, who is here to talk about some recent wins and her journey of building her business. Welcome, Shannon. Introduce yourself.
Hi, it's Samantha. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm Shannon. I'm a virtual assistant and online business manager from Michigan.
Yay. Okay. So I invited you on. We've worked together, like background for all of the people listening. We've worked together for a long time, like several years. When did you first join? Because you joined my program. So when was that?
I've done like all of your programs, but the first one was Design 2021. And then from there, I went Mom to CEO and then Mastermind and then San Antonio, Texas.
Yes. Okay. And so that was the end of 2020 then. So yes. It's been like over 3 years. How fun. Okay. So then this month, or like maybe a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, you shared a win in the Facebook group that you finally had a 10K month for the first time, which you've been working towards for a little while. And then you shared about being able to take some time off of work and not have your clients freak out about it, which is something we have coached on so much, like just like with clients and all of that. And probably everyone who is like a VA or OBM or similar listening is like, teach me your ways. So yes. I want to talk about all of that, all of like the recent wins, but I think it could also be fun to kind of start at the beginning and like, where were you at the end of 2020? And let's kind of like walk forward till now.
Yeah. So it's actually a really fun story. So I was a certifying scientist, have a bachelor's degree in chemistry. That was like my world, had a job doing a bunch of chemistry. It was really fun. But I was also working second shift, sitting on a computer all the time in a room with no windows, which was not a good thing. I love being outside, and especially that I had to wear pants. And so it's like summer and you're wearing pants and long sleeves. And I was like, man, that sucks. But what really changed is I got a puppy and I couldn't leave her in her kennel all day when I went to work. Like she would take a nap on my chest and I'd have to wake up at 2:30 and go to work. And I was like, man, that's just not making me feel good. So after 2 weeks of that, I quit my job as a certifying scientist.
I love it.
Now I have to make money. And I knew I wanted a way to do it at home so I could be with my dog, Ruby Tuesday, and just be outside whenever I wanted. And luckily a friend came in and offered like a Mary Kay opportunity to me at like the perfect time. And I was like, man, 50% profit, I can do that. So I did that for a year full time. And then I was like, man, okay, this is only 50% profit. If I make my own business, I'll make 100% profit was the goal. And that was when I actually started the stress relief course and the memory course that I made, and was really struggling to sell that because I had like four people in my audience and knew pretty much nothing about marketing. And that was when I found Design 2021 and then heard about Mama to CEO and was like, oh my gosh, like you were so simple. That's what I remember. Cause I was in a couple other business trainings and they were like, you need like these 10 other things. And I don't even remember what it was, but there was just a lot going on. And I was like, man, as soon as I heard you and you were like, no, just people have to know what you do and who you are and then ask them to work with you. And I was like, that's what I need. And especially that at that time you market to moms. So it was like, you didn't have to have a whole bunch of time to work on your business. And I was like, yes.
You're the puppy mom to CEO.
Yes. But what really sold me is I remember I was on vacation up north and I kept going back and forth on Mama CEO because it was quite a bit of money at that time when I was making like hardly any. And I saw someone on Facebook, they bought a lime green Jeep, like with cash. And cars are like kind of a big thing for me. Like I love having a nice car. And I was like, man, they have an online business. And they just like walked into a dealership and was like, here you go, and walked off with a car. And I was like, to be able to do that, I was like, I should be able to do that. So that was my like, okay, yep, joining Mama to CEO like 2 hours after that. did the monthly membership or just the monthly payments. And I was like, however I can make this work, I'll make this work. And then I remember connecting with everyone in the group was like wonderful because everybody's like actually wanting to work on their business and still have a life at the same time. And that was really what I wanted. And I remember the one coaching call that like really started it was you were talking to me about my course and how I was just like really struggling with it. I was doing all these launches and things. And you were like, Shannon, like you're helping all the other women in the group, like set up their email and little things on their website, making sure their buttons work. And you were like, why don't you just get paid for that and be a VA? And I was like, wow, what a great idea. So it kind of just like fell into it from there, which I think is why it works so well, because I wasn't like forcing it or really trying to make that work. It just kind of happened and used a lot of my natural skill set. So it's been just up and up from there.
I love that. I remember that moment. And I feel like I've had that moment with a handful of clients where it's been like, okay, you've got the business that you're trying to make happen. That feels like a struggle. It feels like it's just not clicking. And I think part of having a simple business and doing it within limited time is also looking at like, what is the path of least resistance? That's like how I think about it. And you had this course that you were trying to get going that had a lot of resistance. And then you had all of these like friends and network that you were building of people being like, can you help me with this thing and this thing and this thing? It's like they were trying to come to you and get your help. And it's like, okay, that is the path of least resistance, the one where there's already demand without you even trying. So it's just so fun to me when I have clients, like I always feel a little nervous being like, I don't want to crush your dream of like the business that you want to have and the thing that you want to sell. But typically as a coach, like my perspective is like, my goal is to help you make money and achieve your money goals. So, you know, if it's more important for you to have a particular type of business, that's okay. But if you are like, you know, I'd rather make money in whatever type of business is going to get there, then I'm like, perfect. I can help you identify what that is. And all of my clients who are really coachable around that and accept that, they all have stories like yours where it's like, you told me to sell this thing. I started selling this thing and then it just worked.
Exactly. And really, like you said, the path of least resistance was a really like almost big thing for me because I was always, and my family's always like, oh, if it's not hard, it's not worth it. Or, you know, always valuing the hard work. And so I was like, oh, like it's hard. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. But it's like, no, like I just kind of fell into this and now it's gone so much better. Like I still market my stretch leaf course on the side and it still has gone like nowhere. Like I give it to all my virtual assistant clients for free. I'm like, here you go. Somebody needs to watch this because I put a lot of work into it.
Well, I'm glad that it has an outlet. Like some people are getting to enjoy it still.
Exactly.
Okay. So I love that. I am curious. And I mean, I actually do know the answer to this, but I know that there's people listening who are like, okay, but then what happened? You decided, okay, Samantha said to do this, then what? Like how quickly did things come together and what happened?
Yeah, it was a little bit slower in the beginning. I think my first step is I actually went on a lot of people that I had worked with or even like just like talked to and did the whole like, hey, do you need a VA? I'm really good at these things. Didn't have a whole bunch of traction with that. So then I looked at like the freelancer websites, so like Upwork and Freelancer and Guru and stuff like that. Started on there for $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. And I had like three clients in like probably 3 months sign up. So it was just like just enough. I'm like, I'm making money now. Mm-hmm. I think I hit about $400 a month. And I was like, yes, I have consistent and especially like consistent income. Yeah. I didn't always have perfect, great fit clients, but that
I had a lot of like, coaching on these clients.
Yes. Yeah. That was where I was like too nice and had to get to the good clients. But I'd learned so much from having like not great clients and really figuring out like what did matter to me in a client. Because now, like, I feel like I'm friends with all my clients. Like we talk about work and other stuff and we just like have fun bouncing ideas. So I'm super grateful that I went through those because it got me to these incredible people that I work with now. But yeah, it was mostly from there and just like, you know, getting up on the algorithms on those app where my app comes out more. My application on there and then just really messing with the algorithm there because I tried the posting on social media all the time. And when I was doing my stretch, of course, I did it every day for a year, multiple times a day sometimes. And I was just like completely burnt out from that and was like, how can I market without having to put myself out there all the time? And with these strategies, it was really just like looking at the stats about every week, maybe changing like the title, making my picture always look updated and stuff like that. And that was just like way more my skill set than having to like come up with content to put out every single day.
I'm so glad that you said this because I think some people are going to have their mind blown right now hearing this and hopefully possibilities opening up. But you are not my only client with a similar story of being able to build a really healthy, great revenue business without having to do it on social media. And these types of sites are so great. They have them for everything. Like I have clients who are coaches who have found their clients there, VAs, OBMs, web developers, like all different types of business owners. There are these types of sites where there are literally people looking for what you offer. My very first coaching client ever came from a site like this. And she was like the famous like $40 for one session person. So oh, I think yes. I paid more for the lead than she paid me. But I think that they're something that a lot of people tend to overlook. And like you said, there's kind of a game to the algorithm where you start off and you have no reputation on that site. You have no reviews. You have no social proof at all. And you have to build that up. But then you get recommended more and it's something that just builds over time.
Exactly. And those are usually sites that they spend a whole bunch of money marketing to get people on their site to look for your service. So it takes out a lot of the work from you. And then mostly like people are already sold. Like, yes, they're like, I need a VA. Like, are you just the right one? So it takes out like half the objections, which is really nice too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I think probably the more that you have built up your reputation there, the more that you can charge higher rates and be picky about who you want to work with and what kind of work you want to do.
Definitely. Yeah. We've gotten to the point now where we have enough clients that like our revenue is always consistent throughout a month, maybe only changing a couple thousand, which is really nice. And we do get to be really picky with our clients. So now that we have raised our rates on a lot of those sites a lot more, and we're getting a lot more word of mouth, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But we do also get to be like, it's not going to make or break my business if I have this random person sign on as a client or not, which gives me like, it just brings so much ease and peace. It's like, I don't have to like sell my soul to get you as a client. Like now yes. I can see if we're an actually good fit and if I can genuinely help you and really care about your business. And it just like makes it so much easier to connect with people and actually know what they need in their business.
Mm-hmm. I think that this is like a secret of selling that everyone's getting to learn now. But I was just talking to another client about this earlier today, that when you have a sales call, consult call, discovery call, whatever with somebody, and you are not desperate for a yes, and you feel more like, I am also here figuring out, is this somebody that I want to work with and that I want to have as a client? And it's more of like a mutual interview. It goes so much better. It feels so much better. You're so much more confident and you tend to get more yeses also.
Definitely. And I have a pretty robust, kind of obnoxious application form for people to fill out, but I have it on purpose to really filter out because there are a lot of spam on these sites. You always have to be aware of that. And that usually filters them out without having, you know, schedule a call and then they never show up or they're trying to sell you something on the call. And I have like the price on there. I have what times are available if you want like monthly meetings and stuff. So it really gives me a good idea of what they need. So it's almost like just a personality vibe check on the call to see if like we'll actually fit together and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so the first couple of months, you were getting your first few clients, you got to $400. How did things progress from there?
From there, I think I sat for a while with my current clients there, would get one, they'd stay for like a month, it wouldn't be a good fit, and they would leave. So it was a very like stressful time there. And I remember like the one thing I was so mad about making just $400 a month is I couldn't buy the good shampoo. Like I had to buy like the $2 Suave, whatever it is from Myers. And I was like, man, like my hair just can't handle that. And that was my my, like, one of my really big motivations, I know sometimes we talk about how, like, oh, it's like, I want a better life and all this stuff. But it's like, no, man, I really just wanted my hair to look good.
I love that it's like, okay, so far we've heard, like, want to be home with my puppy, want to buy the Jeep with cash, and want to buy the good shampoo. Like, it does not have to be, like, people talk about, like, the why that makes you cry, and, like, probably the puppy in the kennel all day felt emotional, but it also can be things like, I want to buy the good shampoo, or I want to have a nice car that I can just go and buy.
Exactly. And those were a lot more like tangible things, especially like the shampoo. It's like, I don't have to make a lot more money to get this.
Yes.
But that really led. So going through some of the clients that weren't a great fit, it was pretty stressful, but I learned like so much. And I'm really glad that we had the 90-day challenge there, because I actually like got all of the lessons from that time instead of just being like, wow, this sucks, or this isn't a fun conversation. So actually pulling all the little nuggets out of there and saving those. I have a whole like Asana board of just things I learned from my journaling. And keep in mind now, I actually have my team go through some of those now too. So they know what to expect and see red flags and stuff like that, which is helpful. But from there, I would say like probably a year, I stayed pretty consistent, just under 5K months. And I was like, man, like I'm so close. And then it really started to get into word of mouth with people talking about my business. My mom told a bunch of people and I got a couple people from her, which was funny. But that was when I was like, oh yeah, like referrals are like a thing. And actually like asking people for referrals. And that was how I finally got over the 5K hump and was like, yes, like I can actually afford my life. I can pay all of my bills, that kind of stuff. And that was like my like, okay, like this is actually going to work. I have a business. I am successful. Like no matter what from here, I know what I'm doing. I can like, I remember having the thought that if my business just like burned to the ground and all my clients just like left or something, like I would feel confident that I could do the work. I know how to get more clients and build it right back up to that point, which was like amazing to feel.
That feels like such a superpower.
Definitely.
Yeah. How long did it take you from first deciding to get into VA work to the 5K month mark?
I'm going to pull up my numbers. Because I know the first year, I only made like $2,000. And that was working like half a year at VA. So it was still like a big milestone for me. Because in my stress relief course, I think I've only made like $500 total in that whole thing. So to hit over the $1,000 and the $2,000 mark was awesome. So it was 2023 that I had my first 5K month. So that was 3 years in till I finally hit 5K.
Okay. So 2020. At the very end is when you did the training, 2021. Then like you started working with me halfway through that year is when you switched to VA and made 2000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then what was 2022's revenue?
2022 was 32,000 for the whole year.
So you hadn't even hit your 5K month yet, but that is a pretty big leap from 2000 to 32,000.
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting.
It was.
Then, 2023, you had your first 5K month. How much did you make in that full year?
I made 56,000 that year.
Nice. I love that.
And then the really fun stat is so 2024 quarter one, I'm already at 25,000 for this year so far.
That is amazing. I love this.
It was, I even made the graph and I'm like actually getting into the exponential growth right now, which is like incredible because this is last month. So March, 2021, we hit our first 10K month.
I think that this is amazing. And this is such a good story to share because I think sometimes it is easy to see like other people's growth and just like focus only on the exponential side of it, or like look at the ways that it seems like they're like an overnight success or whatever, and feel like that's not me. Like, I have a client right now who's kind of in the place where you were when you made the shift in your business, and like things are like starting to come together, but it's not like the immediate 5K month, 10K month situation. It's like, okay, I see that it's working, but also like it's not working at the level where I want it to yet. And I think it can be really discouraging to feel like if it's not working at the level I want it to yet, it never will, or I'm on the wrong path, or I need to change something. And what I love about what you shared with your numbers and the growth over the past few years is like, no one's going to look at that and be like, it's not working. Like, it's very clearly working and very clearly building. And I would love for you to share too, like, how many hours a week would you say you were working like throughout that time frame? Because that is also pretty special.
Yes. So it's actually a really funny answer. So the first like 2 years, I think I worked like 8 hours a week. Like I was like maybe 2 or 3 days a week I'll work, which was a really good lesson I learned with clients as well. I was like, oh yeah, when you like show up consistently, it works a lot better for everybody.
Yeah.
It's so true. It started out really light, which is kind of cool that it worked not working that many hours, which was really cool. Cause I definitely was not working 40 hours a week and still hit 5K months. And I think after when I was at like the 6,000 to 5,000 a month, I really got into like swung past and was in the overworking range where I was working like 11 and 12 hour days every day. And I was like, that's not quite what I wanted either. Mm-hmm. And that was the point when I joined the mastermind. Cause I remember reading the workbook, like before we had the in-person event, and you said moving from like everything being an emergency or a fire in your business to like planning ahead those. Like now I literally have events on my calendar that are like unexpected things happen for a whole hour of just like to deal with random texts or whatever comes up there. Cause getting to that point where I wasn't working that many hours and was actually at like a 6 or an 8 hour day, I was like, this is how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard to get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is, I think like, this is the thing that is maybe like kind of unpopular and it does not sound like the exciting sales pitch of business ownership, but it is the reality for all of us is that you get to the place you want to be by like bumping up against or crossing the line into the places that you don't want to be. So like the same path that you went on with, I had to have a bunch of clients that I really didn't enjoy that were not my most favorite types of clients to find who is my favorite. I also have to experiment with my work schedule and like crossing the line into overworking to learn where is the line between I'm working hard and like that's appropriate. It's an appropriate amount of work versus now we have crossed over into overworking and this is something that's going to end up depleting me.
Definitely. And it really helped because now like I have strategies that I use to get myself back out of that. And a lot of it was mindset and some of it was like physical tools or like on my calendar, having the random blocks for stuff to happen and like the somatic body exercises. And now I can kind of use that with my team and for my clients, because usually they're all pretty overwhelmed and working more than they want to when they hire me. Yeah. So I'm like, these are perfect things to help, mm-hmm. which is also one of like the special things. Like with my clients, it does feel like more than just like a working relationship. So it's like, mm-hmm. sometimes it gets into the coaching side, but it's like, here are the tools that have worked really well for me. And they really appreciate that instead of just like, oh, here's a task. Can you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so great. I love that you can provide that. It's like kind of full circle with your courses.
It is. I definitely use some of the tools in the course. I'm like, these are good.
That's so good. Okay. So you've been like name dropping them, sort of mentioning that you have a team. So tell me a little bit about growing the team. That was kind of part of your work with like realizing that you're overworking and you're doing everything. And now it's time to share some of that if you want to continue to grow. So say more about that.
Yes. So I will say this is another one of the things where I had to like bump my limit to see where I like in this one. But I remember in middle school, my mom works at a hospital. She's a clinical coordinator. She works with doctors and anesthesiologists and sales reps. And I remember it being like so cool that she gets to work with this giant range of people all on projects. Like they're putting together a new OR or something. And I was like that collaborative environment was what I really wanted, like in middle school. So that's why like team sports were always really good. I was always like the leader in our team building exercises for all of our business. And so when I started my business and quit my certifying scientist job, I'm like, I'm home alone all day. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the hardest things for me. And it still kind of is because we're all remote. So really having people on my team was something that I really wanted. And then when I switched to the VA business, I was like, this is like the perfect way to add people to my team. And we haven't not gone straight to the agency style. It's kind of like in the middle because sometimes like I like my clients too much to just give them all off. Yeah. So I'm at this point where I do a lot of the brainstorming and the creating the system. So I can still have my hands in every business. And then my team will take over a lot of like the recurring tasks and things like that. Mm-hmm. But hiring a team was definitely one of the harder things. Learned a lot of lessons from there. I also think it's kind of funny when I first was like, okay, I'm ready to hire someone. And I was like, I'll hire three people. Like just picked a random number out of the air and hired three people. Did like in-person interviews and everything. Cause I wanted to have like that like connection feel with everybody. So I was like, I'll hire people in person. We'll have a monthly in-person meeting. I'll buy food for everybody. It'll be fun. Definitely learned a lot quickly there with people who weren't really looking for like to own their own business and be, because I hired them as contractors. They weren't W-2 employees. And a lot of people were looking for W-2. So that was one thing I learned. So now we mostly hire like on LinkedIn for people who actually are virtual assistants or have done remote work before, which has been wonderful and had pretty high team turnover in the beginning of this, which was really frustrating and really sad because I like really connected with these people. Yeah. I also remember from your mastermind workbook about not interviewing a whole bunch of people, but also having like a really robust application system before they did.
Like you do for your clients.
Exactly. Well, because I would get so attached to everybody when we'd interview and I'm like, I can make this job work for you. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's not quite why I'm hiring right now. So now, where I'm at now, I have four incredible women on my team who all have very different backgrounds. Some are really good at like one-term projects. Some are really good at email. Some like know more about Excel than I do, which is really awesome. So now it's really like I get my connected feeling from my team and they also help take that workload off of me and still like connect with our clients. So it's very, like, I think I just updated my website where I say like, yes, like we look up refrigerators and we sit on hold with the IRS until it's time to pay your taxes. But it's like, we also like help one of our clients who had her baby 2 months early still keep with her coaching clients and help set up a maternity leave plan with them. Like, it's just so much more than, yeah, I'll check your email for you or let me do this research for you. And being able to share that with my team and have them like feel the same way about our clients that I do has just been like my favorite thing in the whole world.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think that this is just so fun knowing how many of these things I have coached you on, like when it's been in the midst of like it being hard and not fun and not successful. And now being able to talk about all these things, like when you're on the other side of them, like, oh, you are in this place where you feel amazing about your team and the team is what you want it to be. And the revenue is, you know, achieving a goal that you've had for a really long time. And it's just really fun to be able to hear about.
It is. And it's definitely been something I've had to like coach myself on to be like, yeah, like, well, especially reading Gap in the Gain. And I think you recommended The Big Leap. So those ones really helped me like see how far I have been or like where I was to where I am now and like how much progress I've made. Really looking back at that and being like, wow, like it actually does work. Like I do get to stay home with my dog every day and go walk in the middle of the day if we want to and still be done working by 4. Like it's a lot of fun now.
Yeah. So good. Okay. And let's talk briefly about taking time off. This is something that I think is so hard for so many business owners. And I even have like a whole specific video about it now in the new course because, well, which is like not even new anymore. Now it's like a year old and I'm like, it's the new course. It has like a whole section on taking time off because it's so hard for people to figure out like, how do I do this and communicate with clients and not have them all quit or be angry or, you know, whatever, but also not like have to work through my whole vacation. And I will say, I still also have all of that stuff come up every single time. And it's not like a one and done, like never struggle with this again, but it's like, okay, you have tools that you can pull from every time you are planning to take some time off to decide what you want it to look like. So tell me about your process, because you're taking a solid chunk of time off.
I am. Yeah. So first, it's absolutely terrifying to tell my clients that I'm taking time off, especially earlier this year when I took a week off and then 1 week back at work and then another week off. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're all going to leave. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much like panic texted all of my clients. I was like, hey, these are my days off for the next quarter. And I was just like, well, we'll see what happens. And the first message I got back was from one of my clients, like, oh, that sounds so much fun. So glad you get to take time off. And I was like, what? That's not what I expected at all. Yeah. Especially because I'm going to Italy next week. I actually leave on Wednesday. Well, since we're recording this, which is awesome, but I'm taking 2 weeks off for that. So 1 week gone and then 1 week to recover from jet lag, because I found last year that really messes with you. So telling everybody is really, really scary to do. But I was like, this is like one of the reasons I started my business, is so that I can go travel and do things and take time off work without having to like ask for PTO. Because that was one of my, like, I don't think that should be a thing, but it's definitely a thing. So being able to do that and just sending the message and really getting those messages back, where like not one of my 16 clients was mad that I was taking time off, like a lot of time off in a short amount of time. Yeah. That like now I feel so much better about it. And I'm like, oh, if I have a vacation next month, like it's just going to be so much easier to tell them. Mm-hmm. But a big part of that was like planning ahead, like so much. Like I remember the middle of 2023, I was like, okay, my goal is I want to go to Italy and I want to take 2 weeks off and have like if I didn't have my phone, it would be perfectly fine. So I had the goal for a long time to like build those processes. So as I was building my team, I really had that in mind, that like, okay, I want you to be able to handle everything for the client. I'm still going to have my hands and everything, so I know what's going on and I get to step in when I want to, but they have all the tools that they need to handle everything. And another scary part of it was like having your team talk to your clients, because that's always another scary thing, to have another person represent you and talking to your client. And that one took a while to get to. I think that was one of the reasons it took me so long to delegate and really making sure that they were going to like portray the business how I wanted it to and still be like, you know, like just have a good attitude about stuff. And once I finally got over that fear, and I was like, well, we're just going to see if it works or not. And everybody has done really incredible at that. Sometimes they're like even more like polite than I am. So I'm like, okay, yep, we're women here.
My team also is that way. I can be very direct and very like, here's the message. Like here's the information you need to know. And my team is usually so much better about the like, hi, how are you doing? You know, like all of the like nice things. And I'm just direct.
Exactly. But I think them doing that really made it easy for me to be like, okay, here's the group chat. You guys can talk to each other if you need it. But with that, I do also tell my team, like, hey, if a client ever asks for something that's not in our scope, like definitely let me know. Cause I have had situations where the clients are like, oh, heck yeah, now I have two virtual assistants and I can ask them both to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So I also learned that. So I'm like, I'm always in the communication. I'm always CC'd on the email or in the group. So that way I can monitor it. Cause it's really important to my team, first, to not get taken advantage of, and also not to get burned out. So, that reminded me. So one of the things that I do with our team that's really fun, and also, like, I wonder if they think I'm a dork that I do it, but it's like our, like, team connection exercises. Mm-hmm. We have a daily, a weekly, and a monthly activity that we do. So every day in our Slack channel, we have a daily gratitude. So one thing that's not work-related that they're grateful for. And it's led to a lot of conversations with the team. So also like getting to trust each other has been a really big part of that, because we are remote, like we're all over the US. Yeah. And then every week we do high, low Buffalo, which is one good thing in your life, one not so good thing. And then Buffalo is just something random that you want to share with the team. And that has led to some really great conversations.
That's fun.
It is a lot of fun. And then every month we do a Zoom team meeting. So we don't do a whole bunch of team meetings together, just because Zooms are a little draining for me. So I try to limit those as much as I possibly can. So we have 1 month meeting where we get together. We just go over like updates with clients, you know, what's going on with everybody. And then one of the really cool things is this year, at the end of the year, we're actually planning to do an in-person retreat with everybody in New York. So that's also a little scary to plan that out. But I'm also really excited to meet with everybody. And then the final thing that we do is we have monthly burnout surveys, because I have had a couple assistants at the beginning where they did just get too much work. I gave them too much work. And I do ask a lot if they're overwhelmed, but some people don't. It's hard to tell people like, hey, this is too much work, because then you're scared that you're not, you know. So that's also one of the things that I think is really important. And a lot of my team say they really like it, that they can say like, do I want to keep the workload the same or go more or go less? And they know they're not going to like get in trouble or, you know, like lose income because they asked for that, which I think is really, really nice that they trust me to be able to say that kind of stuff, which also led to me being able to connect them with my clients and feeling so much better about it. Cause I know our communication is open no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I feel like your team is so lucky to have you. And I feel like people are listening and they're like,
thank you.
Can I work for you? That is how I started as a coach. And I feel like everyone's already heard this story, but it was a podcast interview like this. And I was listening to somebody and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to work for them. And like, that was like the first time I ever heard of coaching. So if you get a frantic email from somebody being like, are you hiring?
We hire about every quarter. So
great. Yeah, that's the thing. I know, like on, you know, my non-coaching side of the business, the agency side of the business, like the growth of the business is limited by the size of the team and the capacity of the team. So hiring is a very real and frequent activity when you have that kind of business that's giving such hands-on service to clients like you are. So whoever's listening probably will be in luck if they reach out to you, which is very fun. Okay. So is there anything else that you wanted to be sure to share that we didn't talk about already? I feel like we've like gone through your whole journey, but I know that you kind of had an idea also of what you wanted to share.
I did. One of the big things that I know you've coached me on a lot also is boundaries. And boundaries like for myself of when I'm working, boundaries between clients, like when I'm available, and boundaries with my team, also when I'm available and stuff. And I know that was like a really hard thing for me to get into and to hold tight to, like, okay, so I'm not going to work after 5, and then, you know, not giving clients my personal phone number and stuff like that, which is because it's like a support role. So I feel like, oh, I need to be there like as you're being supported and whenever you need me kind of a thing, which is not exactly what they're hiring me for. Like I'm still a business virtual assistant. So things like that. So I just want to say like, it's really hard to get to that point where I don't have to respond to an email right away. And like, none of my clients have ever been mad about me not responding, which has also been like really good evidence. Like, hey, it is okay. I can still go along with having a good lifestyle and not feeling frantic about missing emails and stuff, which has been really nice now that I can get there. And also getting my team, like reminding them, like we do have a 24 to 48 hour turnaround time. Like you don't have to get this done the second I message you about it, which I feel like it's a lot easier to tell them to do than it is to do me. But then they also do the same thing of reminding me when I'm like frantically trying to get something done. So I know boundaries are really scared and they can be a really big topic. So it's on like even some of the stuff that clients want to talk about. I'm like, that's not really like a work thing to talk about, or and like doing that was like absolutely terrifying to me to like stand up and say like, oh, like I don't really want to share my views on stuff like that. But it's really led to like great communication with clients. And they're like, oh, like you are taking really good care of yourself. And I see that you are not overworking yourself. And it kind of is an example for other clients on how to treat you and how they could treat themselves, which has been really nice too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that all of us who interact with other business owners are setting an example. Like, even though you are somebody who comes in and works for a business owner supporting them, I think that it's very similar to, you know, how I feel like I'm modeling things for my clients too, that like, it's so important to keep that in mind. People are watching what you're doing and you modeling, hey, you can set a boundary or you can take time off and be completely unplugged from work. Like you can figure out how to do that. Those types of things then open up other people's minds that it could be possible for them. And then I feel like that is how we're changing the culture of being a business owner and what that looks like. So yay, I love that you're doing that. And I love how you talked about it being hard, because I feel the same way. Like, these things are hard to do. Boundaries, taking care of yourself, taking time off, like all of those things are hard. And I think especially as women, we just have this desire to take care of people and to sacrifice ourselves to take care of people, basically until we can't anymore, because we're so depleted that there's nothing left to give. And it is not good.
I remember one of your sales. Yeah. One of your emails that you wrote about, like, we don't have to work until we're 100% maxed out on stuff. Yes. And I was definitely doing that for a long time. And so I had to like have a sticky note. Like, I only have to give like 85%, and that is perfectly fine. And that's all anybody is expecting. Nobody expects me to go until like I have a headache and my blood sugar is dropping because I didn't take time to eat. And I'm like, man, like, this is not, we don't have to go that far, and everything's perfectly fine if we just stop at 85%.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm trying to think if I have any more questions. So as this comes out, it's going to be the kickoff day of a new challenge that I'm doing in the Booked Out program. So that's very exciting. It's all about getting your next 5 clients. So I would imagine there's people probably listening being like, do I join? Is now my time? And I'm curious your thoughts, having joined, even when it was like uncomfortable and you weren't making money and like ultimately ended up not even making all of your money from the business you had at that current moment. Like, what is your advice to people who are maybe in that same position?
Yeah, I'll say the really big things for me was being in the right room and then accountability. So in your group, we're just surrounded by women who are like really active in the group, always sharing their stories, who are trying to get to like a similar goal to you, or even a goal way bigger than you, that just like being in the right room shows you all of the possibilities. That was one of the main reasons I joined the mastermind as well. And just like wanting to be in your space more, because you have really great people who always want to work with you. Yeah. And they all have crazy goals, or like these just like wonderful goals that make you feel good. And it's like, you don't even know that those are options until you're around those people. So really, that was a really big thing for me. And then the accountability of like showing up to every coaching call, whether I'm have a question or not, but just showing up and having that time to like work on my brain and my business instead of always working on my client's business. Mm-hmm. So that it definitely helped a lot and helped my business move along a lot faster, I think, than if I was even doing a one-on-one coaching thing, because then I'm not just seeing what everybody else is doing and being like, oh yeah, like I can take vacations. Like all these women are taking maternity leaves for 3 and 6 months, and I can take a 2-week vacation.
I love that. That's so good. I think that is such a good perspective on, I think, particularly businesses like yours that are providing hands-on service, done for you service for your clients, that you will have this tendency to get so wrapped up in your day-to-day and so wrapped up in your client work that taking the time to think about growing your own business really falls on the back burner. And I see so many people who are in that like emergency putting out fires mode, and they just go from like one client thing to the next client thing, and they don't stop to think about growing beyond. And I think that that's something that you've always done. You've always reached out for help in those moments where it's like, okay, I feel really overwhelmed with my client work, and also I know that I want to grow. So like, now what? Like, let's make the next plan. And I think that that is something that is so important to do. So many people don't do it. So I hope that you really acknowledge yourself and feel really proud of yourself that you have always done that. You've always sought that out. You have not been one to be like, oh, I'm just like swamped and overwhelmed and there's nothing that I can do about it, and like, I'll just like suffer through. You're like, I know how I want things to be, so I'm getting help.
Thank you. Yes. Well, it helps because it's usually like a super simple answer.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it was in Texas. You were like, nope, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, you're doing wonderful. Let's just tweak some tiny things here. And I was like, oh, It wasn't this giant mountain that I had to climb to get to the next side.
Yeah, it always seems like it is. Also, I think it always feels like it's going to be this big thing. And I was just talking to my sister right before this, who works for me. And she was like, I think that like so many people think that it's going to be this big thing and it's going to be all this work and it's going to be so much more. And I think all of my clients would probably agree that their experience is that that is how they feel. And then they come to coaching and they're like, oh, it's actually really simple. And then they go and do it and then they get the results they want. And it's a good moment for all of us to celebrate.
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, where can people find you if they want to work with you, if they want to get hired by you, if they just want to be in your space or talk about shampoo or whatever else?
I have a really great shampoo now, if anybody wants to know. But yes, if you want to reach out, work together, work for me, or just talk about business stuff, I can talk about it all day long. You can find me on my website, lifetimestressrelief.com, or you can send me an email at shannonsouth@lifetimestressrelief.com. I actually deleted all my social media recently, which has been amazing. Also another milestone. I have one of my assistants, Chelsea, she checks that, the notifications for me. So you can message me there. She'll see it.
Great. That is so fun. I'm going to have to like put that in the description of this. I feel like deleted social media 10K month.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This has been wonderful. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.